The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 252, Takedown or Breakdown.
Are you sure? I didn't see her.
Yes, I'm sure. I caught a glimpse of her as she was going in.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's go and get her so we can go home.
Where's home?
Back to the Mercury. From there, we can at least get back to Boulderbar and me ship.
I thought that's what you meant by home. Me ship, me ship.
If she's armed, we need to devise a plan. We can't risk rolling in there. She could open fire, and there's a good chance bystanders could get hit.
I agree. Ursula will stop at nothing to fight the IDF. That bomb on your shuttle was her idea.
Well, then I've got a bone to pick with her.
I'll be right behind you with that one.
You'll have time for that. Right now we need to talk about a plan. Doc, you know her best. Got any ideas?
It's like you said, Gabby. If we go in there, you can expect collateral damage. I say let her recruit and we'll deal with her on the way back to the bunker.
Was she on foot?
No, she took the truck we arrived in. I imagine she'll load up her help and drive back to Lister.
There's a good chance she won't find all she needs here.
That's true. We're liable to be following her all over, claiming Titan City.
Plus, the more help she enlists, the harder it'll be for us.
We'll lay low and wait. If she comes out with only a few or none, we'll take her.
I'm guessing that she won't find a lot of takers in this place. The people that come here have a lot of job security, and the hospital pays well. But there's always a few looking for a side hustle.
Marco, did Ursula get a good look at you on Latumis when I escaped?
No. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
How well can you fake medical skills?
Well, I used to fake being sick and getting out of school.
You know what I mean.
Are you thinking of sending him in there?
You know, that's not a bad idea. Beats us sitting out here waiting for something to happen.
Well, what do I need to know to pull this off?
Just tell her you're an anesthesiologist and you're heading back to Titan 3 in a couple of days.
An a what?
Anesthesiologist. You're a gas man. The sleep doctor.
Yeah, gotcha.
If she doesn't ask too many questions, I think it'd work. It'd give us someone on the inside. Better turn your radio off. I'd hate for Jaffra to call and ask if we found Ursula yet.
Got it. Doc, is there any advice that you want to give me before going in there?
Just act interested in the job. If she asks too many questions, just say you're looking to make a quick monetary unit. If she doesn't want you, tell her to go find someone else.
Got it.
Don't try to apprehend her. Let us do that as you're leaving. No use in risking a lot of crossfire.
I say once you get outside, make the arrest. We'll be right there to assist.
Yeah, I think that's doable.
Are you sure you can handle her? She looks pretty tough.
Well, I'll try me best. Here's me radio.
All right. Try not to get killed.
Oh, I didn't know you cared, Gabby.
I don't. I just don't want to do all the paperwork. Now get!
I suppose we should act like we're working on this fake cartel case until Captain Richards gets back.
Yeah, we can stick some pins on the board and put up some mugshots.
Hey, how about this one? He's an interesting character.
That would be funny. That's Ortiz. He's part of the narcotics task force.
What's his picture doing here?
I don't know, but here, use this one.
Yeah, he looks pretty shady.
Speaking of shady characters, has anyone heard from Sam?
Sam, the chicken man?
That's a perfect description of him.
He and Scarlet should be rolling in here any minute.
So, have you heard anything from the IDF?
I got the traditional job well done, but so far nothing else.
Well, how about San Antonio? Any news yet?
There's nothing on the wires. It could be that they're keeping it low profile as to not start a panic.
Makes sense. That was supposed to be a diversion and really a test for the virus.
So once it worked, they launched the attack here. It's just too bad that we were here waiting for them.
I would have loved to have seen the look on Bishop's face when the IDF rolled in on him.
I can only imagine what he told them.
There goes that promotion he was hoping to get.
There goes anything he was hoping to get.
Oh, Barsky and Korsky too? Speaking of which, will the Army get its time with Korsky?
It all depends if the IDF is going to keep this in-house or not. If federal charges are filed, they'll have to wait their turn. If the IDF keeps this under wraps, he'll never be seen again. He and the rest will be carried as AWOL.
I guess Scarlet could live with that.
Live with what?
Hey, you made it.
Welcome back.
Did you bring Sam with you?
They had donuts in the break room.
Yeah, I just put a dozen in there.
Like I said, they had donuts in the break room.
Sam, we stopped before we got here.
Yeah, but I was craving a little dessert. What can I say?
I think your eating speaks for itself.
So tell us about what happened in San Antonio.
As soon as the internet went dark, an alarm sounded, and before you knew it, the fire station across the street responded.
It was amazing how quickly they sounded their alarm. They didn't stay long, which leads me to believe that they responded to a phone call and not a tripped alarm.
Meaning, of course, there was definitely an inside contact.
Well, I assume there is an attempt underway to find this inside person, huh?
Yes. The IDF is investigating under the guise of an FCC official.
So, back to what you were saying when I walked in, what is it that you think I can live with?
We were discussing if the IDF would use their FBI or Homeland plants to try these cases or keep them in-house.
Either way, all three will be gone for a long time.
Well, you're right. I will be okay with that. They will, at minimum, get dishonorable discharges, so their military careers are over for sure.
And they will lose face with the Hongan community, not to mention Rage.
Do you think Rage will continue to try and attack our communications infrastructure?
I don't doubt it for one second. I'm sure something is already in the works. Maybe not for here, but certainly for somewhere else.
Did you ever pick up any hints from Bishop?
No. Besides, he wouldn't know anything. Rage works on a need-to-know basis. Operatives only know about their immediate missions. That way, there's no chance of compromise if they're caught.
We'll just have to kick it old school and watch internet traffic and monitor phones.
Do you think they'll be able to get anything out of any of them?
Korsky and Obarski only know about their immediate mission, and Bishop is Hongan, so they won't have any luck there.
Well, Sam, do you think there's any possibility that Rage will want you to do another mission?
There's always a possibility. Officially, I'm retired.
I didn't think Hongan's retired.
Generally, they don't. Most of us don't live that long. I'm one of those rare exceptions. Because the IDF did such a great job of making me out to be a big hero, I was honorably retired.
Yeah, maybe we went a little overboard, but it seemed to work.
So where is Captain Richards?
She's working on another big case. I'll be joining her later today.
It's a shame we might not be able to say goodbye.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. This is the second time in a month that she's worked with Kate. Something may pop up in the future, who knows?
That's true. Just let her know that I appreciate everything she's done in bringing Korsky and the rest to justice.
I will.
And Sam, in spite of trying to keep up with your dietary needs, it's been a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you, Scarlett. I appreciate that.
And that goes for all of you. It's been a very long and difficult journey to get to this point, and I have all of you to thank.
We're all glad you could help. This brings closure for us, too.
Oh boy, I'll say. Trips to D.C., Alabama, then here, tracking these characters down. It's a pleasure to finally nail them.
So, what's next?
We'll go to St. Martin and meet Jim, and then debrief with Pierman. After that, I'll head to Homeland and meet with Holiday.
And you, Detective Garrett?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'll stay back and help the captain on this latest case. There's no need for me to go to St. Martin. That's out of my jurisdiction.
What about you, Sam?
I plan to travel the country sampling the finest cuisine and the biggest burger joints and take on all of those eating challenges at these places.
Seriously?
No, but that's on my bucket list. I suppose I'll go to St. Martin and see what Pierman has in mind.
I'm sure he can put your skills to use.
What? As a food quality inspector?
Is that a real job?
It's actually your dream job, Sam.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I propose a final meal together before we depart.
Oh.
What's wrong, Sam? Something you ate?
No, it was what Kate said. Two words I never want to hear together. Final and meal.
Don't worry, Sam. It's just the last for this mission.
Phew! Don't scare me like that!
back. Did you think we were going somewhere?
Not really. Just checking on you two.
Like he said, where are we going to go?
You tried to escape once. I just want to make sure you weren't trying to make it twice.
Listen, Slane. If we had plans to escape, you wouldn't be talking to us right now.
That's right. You'd be running back to Jaffra, screaming like a little girl.
Actually, I've been charging my laser pistol looking for you, since the ship is buttoned up.
Would you listen to that? The little guard man is talking like a big boy.
What is your real purpose for being here?
You'll soon be getting a new cellmate.
Really? And who would that be?
None other than the number one man himself, Lister.
Number one? Are you serious? He's nothing now. At best, when Lord Zokar reigned, he was number two.
Frankly, I don't care what anybody's number is. You're all going to jail anyways. You can sort out your numbers out when you're there.
Don't go away mad, Slane.
Just go away. And stay away. So, what are we going to do about Lister?
For now, nothing. Remember, there's strength in numbers. We can deal with him when we get out of here.
I know you always have a plan, Master Hanukkah, but is it going to be soon?
If all goes well, this ship won't make it to Boldabar with us on board.
Whatever your plan is, I like the sound of this ship arriving without us. So, I take it we should expect something to happen here, or perhaps there'll be a course intercept.
Yes. If our rescue doesn't come here on Titan IV, then expect a short trip back to Boldabar. Well, it looks like our new cell partner has arrived.
As promised, your new cellmate. Please step back to the back of the cell. Thank you. All right, Lister, join your mates.
You shot me. I demand more recovering time in this sick bay.
I didn't shoot you. Gabby did. And she only stunned you.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I shot her once.
Yeah, and she put you on the floor crying for your mother with a well-placed knee kick. Now in you go.
Don't think for a minute that this is permanent.
Try not to kill each other. On second thoughts, have at it.
Well, Lord Lister, I don't see any implant. I take it you're the same as I last saw you.
I was this close to getting it done when these fools meddled their way in.
And Gabby shot you.
It was a lucky shot. I was totally surrounded. I could have talked my way out of it, but that traitor doctor turned on me.
And what of Ursula? Where is she?
She went into town to put together an operating team and a crew for the Prometheus.
If she's in town, they'll probably find her. From what I remember, she wasn't the brightest light bulb in the room.
Don't underestimate her. She'll soon learn what has happened and we'll work on a rescue plan.
Did you hear that, Master Hanukkah? She'll have a plan. I can finally get some sleep now.
Yes, that is quite reassuring.
Don't forget who you are talking to, both of you. I am still your supreme master.
Of what, Lord Lister? Look around you. Where is Rage? You couldn't even find support in the mercenary camp, in Titus, or in Titan City.
They're lying in wait all around the galaxy.
Then, my lord, send them here to free us.
Stand by for portal closure. The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress. Good to see everyone back.
It's good to be back.
Kelly, Sam, Scarlet.
Hey, Mr. Pearman. Good to see you again.
Great to be back.
When do we eat?
I see you're still the same old Sam.
Nothing changes but the menu.
Have you heard from Jim?
He'll be here soon. He and Thornton are doing a little more work on the Pentagon. They suspect that there was more than one mole involved. Everyone clear? I need to send this stip back to Houston.
So, did you get all of our post-action reports?
Yes, and I must say, they were quite detailed. Sam, yours in particular. It wasn't really necessary to critique the hotel's menu.
Well, I wasn't sure how much you wanted. If you ever use that hotel again with a Hongan, you might find it useful.
That's a good point. I'll keep that in mind. Stand by. We have an incoming stip. The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Hey, Jim, how was the trip?
It took me longer to walk to the DC stip than to get here. Hey, Scarlett, did you enjoy your field work?
It was short, but I learned a lot.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah, you never know when you'll have to decide between a grilled cheese or an egg salad sandwich.
Hey, in my defense, you need to be properly nourished on a stakeout. Say, I thought you and Thornton were working on that Pentagon thing.
Ah, we were, and he still is. I wanted to get here for the debriefing, so Mr. Pierman, is there any clarifications you need from our reports?
No, it was pretty straightforward. Even Sam's recommendation of the grilled cheese over the egg salad.
Well, I'm sure that'll be part of the future trainee curriculum.
No doubt. On behalf of the Intergalactic Defense Force, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your work in resolving this case. You have not only brought Korski to justice, but also two other Rage operatives. You also helped to solve a cold case by identifying them as being involved in the Northeast Blackout of 2004.
That was a bonus we didn't expect.
Sam, you have proven yourself to be a valuable asset to the IDF. So long as we can keep you fed, that is.
I greatly appreciate both of those statements.
Scarlett, I hope you are satisfied with the outcome.
Very much so. All I ever wanted was justice for my parents.
What do you plan to do now that it's over?
I'm hoping I can stay on with Mr. Thornton and work the Pentagon case.
That was my very next order of business. You've proven a valuable asset to the force, so we will be assigning you to work with Mr. Thornton, and you will be under the supervision of Agent Barnes, if that's acceptable to you, Jim.
Absolutely, it would be an honor.
Thank you, Agent Barnes. I'm looking forward to this.
And Kelly?
Yes?
You are probably the best researcher we've ever brought into the agency.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pearman. It's what I do.
And here I always thought you were just nosy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, sis.
Seriously, Kelly, you did a great job.
All of you did. You should all be very proud.
So, what happens from here?
You and Kelly will return to your Annapolis Detective Agency and await orders for a new assignment. Kate, you will meet with Holiday after this, and they will determine your next assignment. As I said earlier, Scarlett, you will return to D.C. and work with Thornton on the Pentagon investigation.
I couldn't be happier.
And Sam, as I said earlier, you have become a valuable asset to us. Jim, I'm going to ask you to take Sam under your wing. We'll compensate you for payroll and add per diem for his appetite.
Awesome!
What, working with me or getting paid to eat?
Both!
Well, eating like a small army aside, I'm looking forward to having you join us.
I can say the same thing, although stakeouts with you will be interesting.
All of you can join Barnes for the return trip to D.C. and get yourselves settled in for your new adventures.
It makes you wonder, Jim. Who's going to walk into the office next? A harassing phone call complaint led to all of this.
Yeah, man, from Annapolis to Rocky Point, Hawk Cove, Baltimore, Queens, Alabama, Houston, San Antonio, it's like that old song, I've been everywhere.
You're right, Kelly. That one visit by Claire set all of this in motion.
And it's not done yet. Barnes, Scarlett, and Thornton will be investigating the Pentagon now.
And I can't wait to get that started. I just think about all of the other would-be bishops there are. I want to get them all.
And I have no doubt that you'll do just that. All right, everyone, squeeze in. It's time to head for D.C.
Do you think we'll all fit?
We will if Sam doesn't eat anything else.
Ow, that hurts, Kate. Wait, are you saying there's something to eat here?
Get in.
So, what's your poison?
G'day. You got something that'll grab me by the throat, slap me, and make me forget it happened 10 minutes later?
I got just what you need.
Yeah, what? Wait! Is that a flaming snake in the bottom of the bottle?
Yeah, and he ain't feeling any pain.
Well, that's right where I want to be. Give me a shot. Make it straight.
This'll do the trick.
Thanks.
A little too much.
Just right. Crotch. Oh, no wonder that snake isn't feeling any flaming pain. I can't feel me lips.
I haven't seen you in here before. Most of my clients are repeat customers from the hospital.
Well, I work on Titan 3. I was just here for a short vacation. I got some time to kill before I go back. I thought I'd take in some of the sights. I heard about this place from other medical techs back home.
What do you do?
Surgical anesthesiologist.
Really? Will you be here for at least a day?
Couple, in fact. Why?
Let me introduce you to someone. Ursula, you might need this guy.
Really? So, what is it you do that I might be able to use?
I put patients under for operation. Why? What is it you do?
I'm putting a surgical team together for an emergency operation.
And why don't you do that at the hospital?
I'm looking for someone with your skills who wants to make a lot of monetary units without asking a lot of questions.
Monetary units, eh? Are you talking to the right man? When do we leave?
As soon as I find a surgical nurse, we'll be off.
Well, take it we're going to a facility that might be, as you say, off the map. My only bloody concern is having the right equipment.
You'll have everything you need. Don't worry.
So what do we have here? Wait. Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
Only if you've been to the mercenary camp on Titan 3.
I have. And that's where I've seen you. You're one of those bounty hunters.
Has Marco's cover been blown? Will we have to abort his mission? What lies ahead for the Houston crew as they return to D.C.? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Barmageddon.